good afternoon to you and welcome to the weekend edition of the Sunnyside. Welcome to your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. How are you doing today? It's a lovely Friday, TGIF, I must say. Thank God it's Friday. It's definitely in place to say that. It's a lovely Friday, the last Friday in the month of July. We've come to the 29th day in the month of July. I'm so excited. That it's the weekend already. Welcome once again to the show. I am Gabriella. How are you doing today? Trust you've been having a great day so far, and it's about to even get better. We have quite interesting conversations lined up for you today on the show. We're going to kick things off starting the conversation, talking about privacy breach in hotels. Let's talk about that. I came across a report that someone had, you know, come out to bitterly complain about the fact that after lodging in a hotel, he found a hidden camera in the air conditioning unit in the room, you know, and that's not the first time. I'm sure that you all also have heard stories like that of people. I remember a lady who literally found about 6 hidden cameras in her room, her hotel room, you know. Another lady had booked an Airbnb and she found numerous hidden cameras in her room. And you want to begin to ask questions like, what on earth are they using the footages for? You know, I don't know. That's just a clear case of breach in privacy. So we're going to talk about that shortly on this hour. On the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about fake products. Have you ever bought a fake item? How do you identify a fake product? A young man, unfortunately, in trying to look more like a Slay King, in trying to improve his looks, in trying to, you know, make himself enhance his already good looks, I assume, he decided to go get a pink balm, and unfortunately he reacted in a very negative way to that lip balm, obviously because it was a fake product. So we're going to talk about fake products, really, how you identify them. Have you ever bought a fake item? It could be sardine, it could be milk, it could be any. I mean, talking about that, I saw a video this morning on my way to work of a young man who had gotten his son packs of juice, you know, the one that he packed for children, for toddlers. So he had gotten a carton of that juice, and in wanting to give his son, he decided to taste it first. Not for any suspicious reason, but just for, you know, for pranks, really. So he was coincidentally going to say, oh, I'm not going to give you, I'm going to drink it. And he just tasted it, and he tasted off. And then that obviously made him more curious. And he, you know, drank a little bit more, and it did taste off. And then he decided to pour it into a cup. And in pouring into a cup, he found that it was nothing close to juice, but some very weird looking liquid with particles that looked like cockroaches, bits of cockroaches in it, and decided to open more packs in the carton and found they were all same. How do you even begin to react to things like that? So we're going to have that conversation at the 1 o'clock hour. What has been your experience if you've ever bought a fake item, ever bought a fake product? And what do you think is the best way to spot a fake item in the market? How do you protect yourself from buying fake items? We'll have that conversation at the 1 o'clock hour. At 2 p.m., we're going to wrap things up talking about the rent cost in present-day economy with the dollar rates constantly increasing. The last I checked, it was 710 naira. I'm not sure if it is. Has it increased now or has it reduced? I'd have to check what the today figures are. But that was what it was yesterday. You know, and that obviously has affected a lot of things. There's still inflation on one hand. There is the impacts of insecurity on the other hand. Things are just unnecessarily expensive. And, you know, salaries, income hasn't even improved in any way. So right now is not a good time.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. Let's get right into it. We're going to kickstart things off talking about privacy breach in hotel. So there's a story that's been making the rounds since yesterday. The man had come out to bitterly complain about the fact that he had lodged into a room and discovered a hidden camera in the air conditioning unit in the room. And you want to begin to ask questions like, what is the reason behind it? What does the hotel management do with the footage? You know, when it comes down to it, what is the purpose behind having hidden cameras in the room? It's not like when the person lodges into the room, you tell them, oh, there are hidden cameras, just so you know, in case there is any security threat, we would have footage to protect you. Nothing of that sort is done, because that could be, you know, some argument. But nothing of that sort is done. You lodge into a room, you're not aware that there are hidden cameras, and then you go about your business and just discover in the middle of the day that, you know, you're being watched. That is not a good feeling, any which way you want to look at it. And this is not the first time. That is what I find quite interesting. This is not the first time. There's been multiple reports of people who have discovered hidden cameras in their hotel rooms and have reported to the hotel management, and whatever their response might be, it is what it is. I remember the lady who some months ago had come out to complain about the fact that she had booked an Airbnb and found over 6 hidden cameras in different parts of the apartment. So in the kitchen, in the living area, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, you know, it makes you really uneasy and on the edge as to what these hotel managements actually do with the footage. That is not just the only question. Another question is to what end? I was reading quite a number of reactions, and I don't want to hold this as fact. It is not fact, because it has not been proven to be fact, but it's a speculation. A couple of people were actually speculating to say that sometimes they may sell these footages to interested parties. I'll put it that way. I'm sure you do know what I mean. And if that might be the case, isn't that supposed to be punishable by law? Shouldn't there be, you know, some kind of recompense for such terrible acts by the hotel management? Anyway, I'd like to hear from you when it comes to this. Have you ever been in a hotel that had hidden cameras in the room? Have you ever had an experience? You know, anyone who has? And why do you think some hotels actually do this? Now, mind you, not everybody discovers them. You might have been in a hotel room and you never even knew that there were hidden cameras, and you did your time and you left. But what if, think again, what if there was a hidden camera or hidden cameras in your room? Will it have changed how you felt and how you experienced your stay in that hotel room? What do you think should be done to stop these hoteliers from installing hidden cameras in hotel rooms? I am trying to look at it from every angle. So maybe one of the reasons, I'm just assuming, maybe it's because of security. So, I mean, think about the case of the television personality who was killed by that girl. Remember? That case is still ongoing, I think. You know, we haven't heard anything in that regard for a long time now, but you do remember that case. And it was stated that he was killed in the room that they had both booked together. Now, imagine there were hidden cameras. Maybe, just maybe, there could have possibly been a headway in finding out what really transpired that led to his death. Maybe. Another thing you might want to explain it away as is, okay, if we let you know that there is a hidden camera, don't you think it defeats the purpose? Because now you are conscious of it. Now if you want to do anything, you're a little bit more careful. You might even get into the room and want to discover where the hidden cameras are, so you can either block them or navigate your way to avoid them, to carry out your threat on whoever it is you're lodged with. Maybe that's also an argument. But is that reason enough to pry on your guests? Is that reason enough to to let people lodge without knowing that they're being watched. I mean, when you get into a banking hall, for example, you get into an office space, you get into an institution, you get into wherever, you literally see that there are cameras there. You know that you're being watched for security purposes. The cameras are visible. So when you walk into a room, you literally can see the CCTV hanging on the wall, on the corner of the wall. You know, it is not hidden. So do you think perhaps that could have been a better option for these hotels? If my assumption, my reasons, my assuming reasons founded, do you think that could have been a better option as opposed to the hidden cameras, if indeed there's no ulterior motive? But that, again, we cannot rule out because we do not know what the case is. So let's talk about this. We have about 20 minutes to do so. One of the things to look out for when lodging in a hotel, if you were to lodge in a hotel right now, knowing that, you know, some hotels can be as mischievous as this, what are the things you could possibly look out for? And going forward, what do you think should be done to stop hoteliers from literally prying into the privacy of their guests? Let's talk about this for the next 20 minutes. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can hit the follow button on our platforms as you drop your thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You're welcome. Go ahead. Okay. Oh, dear. You're going to have to call back. I apologize for that. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello.
Using the camera in the hotel, it's not the wrong something for security purposes. Of the emergence of serial killing, particularly in reverse case of the case study. On the other side, looking at it as a hotel, we use it, some of the boyfriend and girlfriend, we go to hotel to do one or two things, sexually. Some hotel, I'm looking at it as Nigerian, so we use it to grouping and send to the other part of Africa for commercial reasons. And this is a punishable offense, a felony, felonious. If any hotel is caught in this act, I am saying that that hotel shouldn't be let free. She should be punished severely because some of our merchants, hotel merchants, are going the other side. Ordinarily, we think that if you go to a hotel, you have a leisure. But with what we are seeing today, having cameras upon cameras in a hotel room, without destination, it is call for it's an alarm. So I am saying that their cameras should be well defined to their customers, that the customers will know what they are doing there and the other side, as well as speculating crime. So that is just my submission.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn on the volume on your radio when you call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is George. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Yeah, George, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think the hotel management have any right to put a camera, either CCTV or any electronic device that will video your stay or monitor your stay in a room. What's the opportunity is you put a CCTV camera within the hotel premises. Whatever you do in that room is your privacy. If there is any security breach, CCTV cameras within the premises will be able to at least guide you to who have committed the crime or perpetrated that crime. If I walk into a hotel room and see a camera there, I'll make sure as I'm leaving, I go with the camera. I will not be there.
You take the camera with you?
I'll take you to that.
Okay.
I don't have rights.
Okay. All right. That's quite savage, if you ask me. Thank you for sharing your thoughts regardless. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We do have some comments on WhatsApp. Omo Buche from Port Harcourt says, good afternoon, Gabby. It is not a small thing, though. Me and my wife went to a hotel to do evangelism, and when it was time to pray, we spotted a camera up the wardrobe. I asked myself, are the hotel management viewing people's parts that God gave to them? We gave them breakfast. They paid me and my wife 30,000 naira for invasion of privacy at an Abuja hotel. Abuja hotels are mostly fond of doing such things. That's some of them. Wow. Obuche, thank you for sharing your experience. That's insane. But it's a great thing that the hotel was even willing to pay you for, you know, breaching your privacy. Beyond that, what about the footage? Did you request for the footage to either be deleted, discarded, or given to you? I mean, what are they going to do with it anyway? You know, that is really creepy. What are you doing with people's activities, you know? We've got Barry on the line from Elenewa. Good afternoon, Barry. You're welcome.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, Barry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, after the...
Oh, dear. Barry, please do also call back. I would like to hear from you. 0817-923-0002, 0003-0007, or 0009. On WhatsApp still, this here says, hotel owners are dubious in their acts as to CCTV cameras. I went to Kaduna and I lodged in a fully CCTV camered hotel. I turn it off by myself if I'm going to do something. Ogo Ojona Justice, send that in. Thank you for sharing that, Ogo Ojona Justice. So how does that work, really? I really want to understand. So do they give you the option? Are you given the option to turn the camera off? Are you shown how to turn it off? Are you giving instructions on what to do to turn it on or off? I'm not sure how that works. Or do you mean when you noticed them, you blocked them off or you turned them off? Were they also hidden? Were they hidden cameras or were they just the regular, you know, CCTV cameras in the room? I'd like to know. So please do well to let me know. Once again, the numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Have you ever been in a hotel room and you'd boom discovered that, you know, there was a secret camera just hanging over your head in that room. What did you do? You know, I mean, I've never had an experience. I don't even know how I'll react if I did have that experience. I would probably just lose it and, you know, create a scene, because that is really, really spooky. You leave me asking a lot of questions in my head as to what you... I mean, just think about it. You might just wake up one day or travel to some other part of the world and somebody identifies you as an actor in a very compromising kind of movie. You know what I mean? That is so wrong. That is really, really wrong, you know? So really, the big question is, how can we actually get these hotelers, the ones that indulge in such terrible acts, to desist from such? How can we do that? On WhatsApp, this says, Nigerians in diaspora are contributing immensely. I do not think that is for this conversation. Yeah. That is definitely not for this conversation. And Lister says, good afternoon, Gabriella. For me, it's a very terrible thing. I've never experienced it. Thank God. If I ever do, it's me and that hotel that day. I will go beyond them just paying damages. They're also going to have to uninstall all the hidden cameras in all the hotel rooms. Otherwise, na me and them. And that's from Ugo. Ugo, thank you very much for sending that in. Back to the phone lines now. Good afternoon. Hello? Oh, dear, I lost that call. If you're trying to call in, I think we're having network issues. Please do also send a message on WhatsApp if the calls aren't connecting. I'll take your messages as they come. Young Bill from Port Harcourt on WhatsApp says, good afternoon. I think the hotel management are into film production. What kind of illegal film production will that possibly be, you know? Anyway, thank you for sharing that with me. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Yeah,
You're welcome.
Camera is good. You know, a lot of crime have been committed in hotels in Nigeria. You can say precisely where young girls were key and some parts were taken care of. Now, are you worried that it's a hidden camera, or you're worried that it's a camera in the room? Because if we begin to condemn this camera in the hotel, how can we call those people who are involved in all this crime? If you saw a camera in the hotel room, you have to believe yourself. Or even if it's hidden, do normal things to do. And watch out, if you find yourself anywhere that the hotel are using you to make money, you can hold that as a part and sue them and the people damage it. Because this place is advisable to be in all this hotel room in order to tackle all this crime that we are committing in this country. What do you think? Hello?
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, so I mean, I think your opinion is valid.
Camera,
I think.
Or you're worrying at the camera there.
That's not even the issue, right? I don't have a problem with cameras being there. Nobody should. Yeah. Like I already gave an example. You walk into a banking hall, there are cameras. You don't go say, "Wow, there are cameras here." But the question is, why should they be hidden? Why shouldn't I know that there are cameras here?
The hidden is some people are devious about. If I know that the camera is in my front, I can go the other side of the room if the camera is not where.
So why are the cameras in banking halls? Why are the cameras in offices? Why aren't they hidden as well?
Some camera call is picked up. You don't know that I have a camera in my pocket, but I am recording you in my desktop. So I'm going to call the check button. You don't know that it's my pocket, but the button is recording you. So everybody should behave themselves.
Okay.
Go out of crime in order to have a free society. That's what I think. And Mr. Cost.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Okay, Mr. Court, I appreciate your thoughts. Okay. Moving on. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabriella.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. My name is Andy.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I provide IT solutions for individuals and organizations. And one of the IT solutions we provide is installation of CCTV cameras and the other, you know, and similar security gadgets. Now, most times people, in course of this job, most persons, you know, make requests for hidden cameras. And personally, I have something against hidden cameras because it doesn't help you eventually. I try to sensitize them that apart from helping with investigation, CCTV camera installations also assist. One of the major reasons is for deterrence. It's like that proverbial beware of dog that you see on somebody's gate, and you, even if the dog is not there, you run away. The dog may have died a long time ago. But you still see people who say they want this, they want that, they want that. And I keep telling them, hidden cameras are between two lovers. A husband trying to know if the wife is cheating, a wife trying to know if the husband is cheating. Those are the major reasons. By standard, if you have installations, you should have a tag. This building is under CCTV, you know, sometimes, and all that. So, it is my advice to them that they should use the conventional ones. However, conclusively, let me say this. It is important that we know that in public places, CCTV cameras are very important. Very, very important. However, you don't have the right to put cameras in rooms, hotel rooms, for instance. It's a no-no because you are breaching the privacy, you are intruding on their privacy, and you can be sued for that. So as an expert, you don't do that. I've never done it in the rooms. However, balconies, eyes, and all that is okay, no matter where the place is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your expert opinion on this. Let's take one comment on WhatsApp, and we'll get back to the phone lines shortly. Ogo John and Justice again says, you need to know how it works. All CCTV cameras have numbers on the splitters. If you have the knowledge, you will know how to turn it off. Okay, that's a response to my question earlier. Thank you for sharing that again. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, just to add to what the previous caller said, I have been in a seminar or so where the use of CCTV in a public building like hotel, shopping mall, and all that, how that if you discovered that you are being viewed without your permission, you have every right to close down that hotel, at least go to the appropriate place and demand that the hotel should be closed. Or better still, punishment should be served. And the person that gave this lecture is actually a barrister, and it is enshrined in our constitution or in our law how that the CCTV should be conspicuously positioned to tell you. In fact, you go to some places, you see smile, camera is watching you. I don't know if you've seen those notices. Exactly. So that tells you that if you are within or you are around that premises, then you should know how to comport yourself, right? So if it is hidden, even if you're a criminal and they hide a CCTV, they are also breaching, according to the barrister, they are also breaching on your constitutional right as well, even if you are there to commit evil. So that the notice says, smile, camera is watching you. Of course, you have to smart the camera as well. But if there is no notice like that, and you are there to commit evil, it's not left for your barrister to defend you and all that. But if you are there to do what you're supposed to do, you come to a hotel room and you are relaxing after a long day, and maybe you just want to relax with your wife or with your partner, and then the next thing, somebody is watching you and is taking your clip, probably, of course, we know what they do with this clip, selling it to X-rated sites or companies, and things like that is what I think he spoke about a lot of things concerning the use of CCTV cameras, especially in the public building. Even if it is in your own private house, your house girl should know that this house is
under surveillance. Yeah,
CCTV camera, and we are watching you. You know, so that is what I got from that training. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me. I appreciate you sharing that with me. And I think the more people actually know about these things, the more you can actually, you know, make the right demands when you're faced with such a situation, real life, you know. If you know that, look, it is not right for me to be, you know, to pay for your services, and in trying to use your space that I have paid for, I discover that you are taking unapproved, illegal footages of me that I did not give permission for. You know, it's the same way someone can bring up, it's just because here in Nigeria, do I say it's a Nigerian problem, or do I say it's an African problem, or a problem with developing countries? I think that's a better way to put it, because in developed nations there is better structure, and you know, certain policies and laws enjoy a certain satisfactory level of enforcement. But in developing nations like ours, you know, a lot of things are still in the back seat, you know. So I mean, in a sane crime, you can't just bring out your camera on the streets and begin to take a recording of a person in the name of you're trying to create content. No, you literally have to walk up to the person and ask permission. You know, I mean, the person could literally sue you for taking footage of them without the permission, and say you were trying to do anything, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to prove otherwise because you did not ask permission. But here, a lot of things are just permissible, you know. You get away with a lot of things here, and that's because the systems aren't working the way they should work. You know, under normal circumstances, you should let your guests know that, look, this building is under surveillance, the same way you would walk, except, of course, you know, the cameras are as visible as the ones here in the studio. I mean, you walk into, you know, an office, you walk into a person's home premises, and you see CCTV cameras around, you know that this person has cameras in his or her house. They're not hidden. You don't go into a space and you don't see them. Even if you look around, you don't see them because they're hidden somewhere under the grass or beneath the grass or beneath the carpet. No, they're visible. So you know that, look, cameras are here. And I think it should be the same way. I don't think it's reason enough to say, oh, for security reasons. Let them know as they lodge in that this building, your room, is under surveillance. If you want to keep the cameras hidden, that's up to you, but let them know. I think that's as much as I'll take on the conversation, and that will be my final thought. I am Gabriella.